This is Monster Mice. Expert voices in copywriting. And now here's your host, Mandy Marksteiner.
Welcome to another episode of Monster Mice. I'm Mandy Marksteiner, and I'm here with Pam Myers. Pam is a branding and marketing specialist from Albuquerque who specializes in social media. She helps her clients with their newsletters, their blogs, their Google rankings, and their Yahoo rankings, and just getting out there on any search engine that is relevant to your industry. So Pam, tell us a little bit more about what you do. How are you? Welcome.
Well, thank you. I'm delighted to be here today, Mandy. And I'm really excited to be able to have the opportunity to talk to you about it. I specialize in helping companies brand themselves and then keep them marketed on social media. And the platforms, the social media platforms are really just relative to what their industry is, what their business is. And to me, it's very exciting. I love that whole creative side of it. I'm totally not a numbers person, so I love the creative aspect of trying to, you know, do the best thing for them.
So what else gets you excited about social media?
Oh, you know, the challenge of coming up with the perfect scenario, again, because every business is so different. I do have a couple of niches, but still, even then, you still have every company is so specific. Then finding the curating and creating posts that speak like from their voice. So if you are, you know, it has to appear like it's coming from them. And that's a really fun part of what I do.
Yeah, pretending to be the client. You work with a lot of realists.
Exactly.
Yeah, pretending to be the kind of ghost posting.
Yes, exactly. I like that. Can I keep that term, ghost posting?
That's good. Ghost post. Yeah, it's a lot funner when you say ghost post sometimes. So you work with real estate companies and you help people plan events. How did you come up with those niches? What attracts you to those particular niches?
Well, I was in the event industry in Dallas Fort Worth for 20 plus years. And so, and prior to that, I had my real estate license when I was younger. So I feel like those two experiences really helped give me some insight and identify with those business models and with their clients. I think it's a whole lot easier to speak for someone when you totally get every aspect of what they're doing.
So Pam, what's the biggest piece of advice that you can give to someone just starting out, a business owner, just starting out using social media to grow their business?
Oh, wow. I would say to be on as many platforms that are relevant for your business. And because all those platforms are generally free unless you promote them by boosting or something, why not take advantage of them? Because you're going to have different niches, different audiences on every single platform. You know, it's the same premise, like if you think of advertising in general, the more that you are everywhere, like if you do print advertising, you want to be in as many publications as possible. You want to be on as many billboards as possible because the more people see you, the more credibility you have. Well, the same thing applies for social media. The more visual, the more people can identify and help set your brand in their head, the stronger you're going to be and the more you're going to grow. That and then posting on a regular basis. Don't just say, okay, I'm going to make a post on Monday, but, you know, I'm not going to do another one until Thursday or, you know, do it once or twice a week or something. You really need to be consistent. That's really a big thing. Be consistent and post engaging content.
Very good. How can you really judge how relevant a platform is to your business?
How can you judge how relevant a platform is for your business? So, for example, if you are a realtor, Facebook and Instagram are the two most relevant platforms. Facebook, because it's still the most widely used social media platform on the planet. And Instagram, because it's the second one, and it has a completely different audience for the most part. The majority of the world is on Facebook. And then you have a whole other group that's on Instagram, and it's way more image-driven versus Twitter, which really is about news and current events. And then you have Pinterest, for an example. Even like TripAdvisor, they're all attracting a different kind of person. For you, like personally, do you spend more time on one platform than another?
You know, that actually brings me to my next question. I was going to say, what piece of advice would you give to someone like me? And I guess the way I would describe myself, you know, because I've been on social media for, you know, ever, but I get in a rut. I get set in my ways, and
yeah,
and I don't always feel satisfied with my results. And it almost makes me think, you know, what should I do? You know, if I were to describe myself, I'm mostly on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, you know, and Google. And it's like, I don't always, you know, venture off into to try something new is always like, oh no, I don't want to try Instagram. I don't get it. But anyway, how would you advise someone to freshen things up and to get some new results?
Yeah. I would say first of all, consider hiring a professional that works into your budget. But if it doesn't and you want to do it yourself, then use a scheduler. There's plenty of schedulers, Hootsuite, Postfitty, those are probably the top two. There's a bunch of them out there. And that way you can spend 1 or 2 hours a week, write out, you know, use a just a sheet of paper, write out your ideas so that it reads well. And then just find good graphics to go along with that and good lead-in titles and post it across all the platforms. You can use Instagram to look up what hashtags are the best ones for you specifically to be using. And then my answering your question, I think my advice to you would be just take the plunge and do it. And you can start out just making the same post on every single platform, but know if you're going to do that, don't get too wordy, because you can put more text on Facebook and you don't want to put as much text on Twitter or on Instagram.
Exactly.
And even Google. Yeah.
You know,
so
I really,
that would be my advice.
I like the advice that you were saying where you were recommending writing it out on a sheet of paper so that you don't, you know, go off onto these social media platforms and get distracted. And, you know, kind of, it's like, decide what you're going to say about your business and focus and then go, and then you can get things done. Because social media can be very overwhelming. So which I would like to know is how can you kind of cut back on the overwhelm and just get things done with it? Because a lot of people are busy.
Yeah. A lot of people are busy. And again, I think using a scheduler, writing down your ideas, and then how can you, you know, if you write out and you've got like a whole bit like you're going to do on your newsletter, how can you shorten that to get your same point across? Usually there's a way. And then just take that, use it, and apply it. I mean, it's almost like learning any kind of anytime we learn a new tool, it's always a challenge and it's always a bit intimidating. But once you take the plunge, it's not that scary. And once you just commit to taking, you know, an hour or two a week to coming up with something and do a post a day, you don't have to say, oh, I'm going to, do three posts a day. That's unnecessary. Do a single post a day and or even say five posts a week. The point is to be consistent at doing it. So if you're going to do it at Monday at, say, 7:30 in the morning when people are sitting around having coffee, then schedule it to post at that time. Or if you want to post it when people are on their lunch break from work, then, you know, schedule it to post at that time, even after work. It's a lot of common sense applied to what you want to say and what time you want to schedule it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So what do you think is the key piece to social media marketing? It's like a puzzle, but what's the most important piece?
Yeah. There are two most important pieces, and that is consistency and quality engaging content. You know, you can post the heck out of everything you do every day, but is that going to be of interest to your business followers? Probably not. But if you post something about, you know, the challenges of your business, or, something exciting that you learned that might be helpful to them, some kind of tool, give them something that they did not know about, then that's going to help. That's engaging content that they're going to say, oh, I like that. You know what? Let me share that with so-and-so because that was good stuff. Those are the key pieces.
Yeah, really focusing it through the eyes of your customer.
Right. And I don't know if you've noticed, I'm sure you probably have because it's, number one, been all over everybody's feeds, but the recent algorithm changes, particularly on Facebook, they are really trying to get you not just to like. You know, everybody likes everything. That's not engagement. They want you to...
to comment.
They're watching for comments and for shares, and that's what they want to see. And you're really the more engaging the content, the more comments that you receive, and the more shares will boost you so that your feed is coming up more often than, say, somebody's that's not.
Do you have any pet peeves with social media when you see other people?
Yeah.
What's your pet peeves?
Oh, holy cow. I tell you what, every single day I'm looking at websites that have no social media icons on them. It just makes me crazy. Why would you do that? It's like saying you're basically sending your business away, because if I want to see if a business is what they're doing, I want to go to their social media page. If I have to leave their website to go find them on the social media platform, number one, I'm probably not going to get back to their website, which is where they wanted me to be in the first place, right? So it's completely counterproductive. It's like shooting yourself in the foot. I mean, why would you not have your icons so they can click through, look, and then come back to your website? Too many people have websites with no icons. That's a big pet peeve of mine.
Yeah, it seems very important. Can you think of any tools that are kind of underused tools that are really cool that are on social media that you'd like to just tell people about?
You know, I love using WordSwag, and there's a number of apps out there that allow you to edit images, to create like ads and, you know, cards and stuff like that. But WordSwag is probably my favorite. It's pretty user-friendly. You can upload your own image and add text.
What do you do with it?
You can create cards and ads with it. So you can use your own image, or you can use an image that they have. They give you all kinds of text images, designs, and stuff like that. It's a pretty cool tool. It's fun to play with.
Oh, that does sound like fun. I'm going to try it today. Mm-hmm. So what's next for you? What are your big plans for your business?
My next thing that I'm starting on is actually a podcast teaching opportunity, and I'm calling it the social chat. So I'm going to be working with that podcast expert, David Wolf. I think you know who he is, and creating a series of podcasts that teach, that can help train on the technique of doing social media and marketing correctly. And I'm actually going to be doing a live social chat at Party Fest Dallas on April the 4th. In the morning, that I'm really excited about. So I'm looking forward to that opportunity there. That sounds awesome. Social media for events, which is an underused commodity, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you were just saying that you're going to do your podcast and connect it to an event. How does that help? I mean, I'm doing my podcast from my living room, but it's not connected to events. And so, but like if I were, you know, if you're doing it at this event, how is that going to help? What does that do for you on social media?
Yeah, so specifically when I'm thinking of doing social media for events, I'm thinking of like the, like say there's an art festival coming up in town and they're spending a lot of money doing billboard ads and magazine ads, but social media is untapped for that, really, for the most part. And it is a very inexpensive tool to be able to use to be able to get a lot more mileage already added to reach your audience.
Yeah, it's like the event is already putting a lot of advertising and getting a lot of attention, and you can kind of get some of that attention for your own business and for your clients.
Correct.
By doing it there.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Very good. Well, thank you, Pam, for being on the show. Why don't you tell all the listeners how to reach you on Facebook and on your website?
Well, I am pretty reachable on it's my email address is pam@pammyers.com.
And that's my two M's, right?
Two M's, P-A-M-M. And so there's three M's in that last segment. So pam@pammyers.com. 214-326-3286. I'd love to talk to anybody who's interested or has any questions. Thanks so much for this opportunity, Mandy. I appreciate it. It's been fun.
Thanks. I'm Mandy Marksteiner, and this is another episode of Monster Mice. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to Monster Mice with Mandy Marksteiner. For more information, visit monstermice.com.